Stephen Covey wrote a book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People a few years ago. Some of you may be familiar with it. He had a lot of really great stuff on listening in his book. Amongst that, he identified five levels of listening. Now, the first three levels are kind of waffly. None of you should be listening at that level. It's the last two, active and empathic listening, that I want to talk about. Active listening is when you are actively engaged. So you might be asking questions, you might be nodding, you might be making listening sounds. That's interesting. And paraphrasing is also involved in active listening. Paraphrasing is great because when you repeat the words back to someone that they have said in your own words, it gives them a chance not only to clarify, but also to let them know that you're listening. So active listening is nice. But Covey says we should be working towards the big one, empathic listening. And that is listening with your left and your right brain. Now, what that means is listening with your left brain for the words and listening with your right brain for the emotion. So if you listen with your right brain, you might hear things in body language. So it's my son. No. You might hear things like tension in a voice. Tiredness in the slump of a shoulder. If you learn to listen for emotion, you're going to pick up a whole heap more information. So what do we do about listening? How do we become better listeners? Well, one thing is listen for repetitive words. People repeat the stuff that's important to them. So I feel like I have to ask my husband, I feel like this is sounding really good. I feel like this is the right choice for me, right? Feeling is important to that person. They've also given you some extra information because if someone is using the word feeling a lot, it also means they have quite a banana preference. People also emphasise stuff that's important to them. I'm going to snap. I'm at the end of my tether. Listen for emphasis. See, this is the stuff that we can't do if we're doing all the talking. So if you listen for repetition, listen for emphasis, you're going to start honing in on the stuff that's really important to them. Try and focus on the big picture. And this is particularly when you're with people who ramble a lot. You know people who do stream of consciousness? I'm sure you know the one. The person who comes in and says, "Hi, I'm thinking about going on a trip to Bali because Betty next door said that Bali was really great and I was going to go to Seminyak because I heard it's got all the bars and all the fun over there. But, you know, my boys really like surfing, so I thought maybe that we should go to Kuta. In fact, Harry's been surfing since he was six. You should see him. Can I show you the photos? Oh, well, what I was thinking about doing was going to Phuket." Right, you know the ones I'm talking about? Focus on your big picture. Get right up in the helicopter and try just to listen for the message. Don't dominate the conversation. You know who you are. The people who like to talk too much and like to just throw out all their information there, don't dominate. If you ever had a time, and I'm sure you have because most of us have been through this, is when you've told a story, you stop your story, and there's just this silence, like crickets chirping on The Simpsons, right? No one was listening. How do you feel? We don't feel good when we're not listened to. So don't dominate. Learn to harness yourself and stop and listen. Finally, listen without judgment. It's a really difficult thing to do because we tend to, as human beings, we judge. Let someone get their thought out first before you come back to judge. And finally, Hugh Mackay, the social researcher, says that listening is a gift, a generous gift that we give the other person, a very respectful, generous gift. And if you shut down all the folders in your mind and listen like a lion and focus on the one person speaking to you, it is a gift. And you equally will get an enormous gift back with all the information that comes your way.